Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Girls, you have stumbled across the Ballad / Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Mark LaSalle, Presidente. Happy TGIF to you on December the 2nd. Can you believe that it is already December, 1 month left? Got your Christmas shopping done yet? What'd you buy me? I'll tell you what, we've got a great show for you today, and we're so glad that you could stop by on a Friday afternoon, because God knows I'm sure you got something better to do, right? Not. Well, so glad that you're here. Coming up, we're going to be teaming up with, obviously, Gary Snyder, as we do every day on 1400 WBAT in Marion. And also, coming up right up here in just a few moments here, we're going to have Mr. Greg Regstraw from Hometown Sports Indiana. We're going to talk some Colts football, and we're also going to talk a little bit about high school basketball underway and some college basketball. And obviously, we've got the Big Ten Championship going on this weekend here in Indianapolis. So, you know, you don't want to miss what's coming up right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, and so glad that you could join us on a Friday. We'll be right back.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Welcome back to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. It is Friday. It is the second day of December, the last month of 2011. going to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT in Marion for our simulcast that we do every day with the Gary Snyder Show. And coming up right here in just a quick moment or two, we're going to have on with us from Hometown Sports Indiana, Mr. Greg Regstraw. We're going to talk to high school sports and, of course, the Colts. Obviously, some information came down about Peyton's surgery. We'll talk to Greg about that, maybe about Peyton's future, about Caldwell's future, and maybe that dreaded, to quote Greg, polish that turd for us, the Pats and the Colts. So we'll see what's going on. We get right back. We're going to be teaming up with Gary Snyder from 1400 WBAT and Greg Regstraw.
Anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Right, this is Scott Abbott, Murder and the City.
Show. All right, I can't even talk. All right, I have told you about my experiences trying to buy carpet for my home. And for all of you that have heard these experiences, you know, my experience I had when I went to all the big home improvement box stores and found that something was missing, service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylo, Shaw, and the list goes on and on. Lehman Floor Covering also had that special something that was missing from all those big box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need, when you need it, with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor, and you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call. He's waiting. He's there till 6 tonight. 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226. For a free estimate, you can also visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on into their store, Lehman Floor Covering at 1940 Etna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right, we're also joined by Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. Tom, why don't you take this one?
I think you need a little help there. We'll leave you a little bit, and that was no pun intended on the hashtag bowel movement or movie hashtag game that you guys are playing. Welcome to the Balance Radio Network. We are streaming coast to coast. So glad that you could join us all over the United States. We've got a great guest with us, standing by with us, Mr. Greg Regstraw, the man that knows everything there is to know about sports inside of Indiana. How you doing, Mr. Regstraw?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. So glad that you could join us on a Friday. I know that you're en route to North Carolina, so we'll try to pick your brain as much as we possibly can in the short amount of time that we have, because we know that you are in much demand So I want to start with, and obviously we got a lot to talk about with the Colts and to unpack with the Colts, but one of the things I wanted to start with you is Hometown Sports Indiana. Obviously, tell us a little bit about what Hometown Sports Indiana is. Obviously, the name really describes a lot of what it is. And let's just kind of unpack the upcoming high school basketball season across the state of Indiana.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year for high school basketball. We were talking about this on the trip down earlier today and the fact that you might be able to field two Indiana All-Star teams this year with the amount of Division I talent. I don't envy the job of Charlie Hall or Steve Whitty when it comes to selecting the Indiana All-Star squad at the end of the season, because there is such a tremendous talent base to be able to choose from. Our season begins next Friday night with Noblesville and HSE. We'll carry teams like Avon, Fishers, Carmel, Cathedral, Lawrence Central. And one thing you notice in that group, a lot of those teams all have Division I level kids that are playing on their team this season. It seems like we have been in a run the last decade of having great talent in the state, and I'm not sure there has ever been a deeper year than what we are going to have this year. So it's going to be a good year to talk about high school basketball. But on Hometown Sports and News, you see a lot of small college basketball, schools such as University of Indianapolis, and there was a Marion young man involved in that last night in their big win over the defending national champs in Bellarmine. Michael Briggs had a big night for the Greyhounds in that game. You'll see Franklin College. You'll see some Ball State games on HTSN, some IUPUI games throughout the course of the year as well. But primarily high school hoops this time of year, as we make the transition from football season to basketball season.
Now let's talk about, this is Gary Snyder and Greg, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. As we make that transition from basketball to football, let's not necessarily rule out football yet, because we have some teams here in Indiana that are going to be heading to some bowls.
Absolutely. Ball State's kind of crossing their fingers and hoping they can make it three. But pretty confident about two. Notre Dame, once that USC loss occurred, they kind of knew what they were looking at bowl-wise and where they were going to slot in. And so they've got a bowl. And the biggest thing for Notre Dame from a bowl standpoint, it just gives Brian Kelly that chance for extra practices. Certainly, you want to go and win your bowl game and put out a good product on national television. But the main thing when you're in year two of your rebuilding program as a new head coach there is get those extra practices. For Purdue, the destination they think they've got it figured out, it looks like it's going to be the TicketCity.com Bowl. That's played in the old Cotton Bowl. It's a New Year's Day Bowl. This year, the New Year's Day Bowls are on January the 2nd. There's a chance they might get bumped out of that game. They're kind of hoping for status quo to play through tomorrow in a couple of games, and that would likely put Michigan in a BCS game against Houston in the Sugar Bowl, and that would give Purdue a bowl game. And I think for Purdue, any bowl game is a great bowl game, and any bowl game keeps Danny Hope as the head coach at Purdue, and so that's what I fully expect there. And Ball State's just hoping for as many 5 and 6 teams as possible if they're playing over the weekend to lose and see if they can get one of the 69th or 70th slots. And I use that number for a purpose. There are 35 bowl games. There are 70 teams. And that's kind of the number that Ball State's looking to get in there and Coach Lembo's for. Either way, it's been a success for him. So you're right. Football season's not over with yet for the Division I boys. Of course, there's still some small college teams, too, with both Marion and Wabash as well.
Now, Greg, I do have just a couple more questions for you on high school basketball. Obviously, we're in the Fort Wayne market, Huntington and Marion, where 1400 WBAT stretches into. And obviously, there's a lot of Fort Wayne schools that always produce a lot of good basketball players. Any standout players in those markets that you see that really have a lot of potential this year?
Well, sadly, one of the players from that area decided to leave and go to LaPorte La Lumiere, and that's Raphael Davis. It was from Fort Wayne Southside, who's going to end up going to play at Purdue University. And hopefully that's not a trend, because, you see a guy like Devontae Smith Rivera in the Indianapolis area leaving and going to Oak Hill Academy. I can understand in some parts of the country where guys feel they don't play that level of competition in their state and want to play at a higher-end prep school before going on to play college basketball. In Indiana, you're not going to find a higher level of competition than you do in this state. There is such great high school basketball, and during the summer, such great AAU basketball, there's no need to leave where you're playing and go do that. In Marion, Huntington, Fort Wayne, per se, a guy that you're going to see a lot of and a guy that I really like is DJ Ballantyne, the young man from Kokomo. And it was a very good football season for Kokomo getting to the sectional final. Obviously, they made it to the state championship game last year. I think they can have an outstanding season as well. There's always going to be individual pockets of talent throughout the area of the state, but this is going to be a very heavy year as far as talent from the city of Indianapolis. And it is really spread out at different places, too. You know, Cathedral, Lawrence Central, Park Tudor. It's not just the typical big names from this area. Hamilton Southeastern, with both Gary Harris and Zach Irvin, come to mind in that as well. But there is simply great talent throughout the state this year. And as I said earlier, fellas, it's one of the deepest classes I think we're ever going to see.
Well, Greg, let me ask you that, because you did mention Cathedral. And when you take a look at the high school state boys, you had, five, six, seven private schools in the state finals for football. My guess is you'll probably see some of the private schools make their way to the top in basketball. And I know our sports director here, Jim Brunner, is a big advocate of getting them out of, either class basketball, moving them up a class. What is the, what is the remedy here with some of these private schools in the way that they can go recruit, in a lot of occasions, from other states?
Hey, my thing is, get better. That would be like the first and foremost thing I would tell people, and that's kind of a life lesson. Quit worrying about others so much and get better yourself. And trust me, I have seen my share of recruiting when it comes to public schools as well as compared to the private schools. As far as what an IHSAA solution is, I don't know if that's in the offing or not. There is talk of the first thing that we may see from a football standpoint would be potentially to seed sectionals. The next project that could be tackled would be, are we going to see a sixth class in football? We were about to that point when there were 319 teams that played varsity football. We would have had five full tournaments at having 64 in each class at 320. Now we've had some consolidation. You see two schools that have closed in the Fort Wayne area in both Harding and Elmhurst. The reason I bring that point up is that I think it would be the easiest time to make a move with parochial schools when it comes to, as far as bumping up at least in football, if they were to go to a six-class system. And so I think that is when that issue is going to be brought up. There were many proposals brought up, especially by the Indiana Football Coaches Association last summer. The seating issue was the one that I thought really had traction within the IHSAA offices about doing something differently. But on the private parochial school, it really comes up each year around this time when it comes to football. And, again, my main point is I want to see some of the public schools do more than point a finger and say, we can't compete. I don't like the spirit of that at all. Go out and get better. Keep working. And then let's see what happens.
Now, Greg, I really appreciate you taking time to join us today. And I real quickly, because we do have listeners all over the nation, and I want to – there's a really big game tomorrow at Lucas Oil, the Big Ten Conference Championship game. Wisconsin, no big surprise there. Michigan State, no big surprise there. Kind of help us break down that game, and you think Wisconsin's going to come away with the championship?
I expect Wisconsin to win. I think going into the season, a lot of folks thought Wisconsin was the best team, and certainly the first 5 or 6 weeks they looked that way and then couldn't catch a break and didn't play as well as they should have defensively in their two losses, during the course of the season. I do expect them to bounce back. I do expect it to be a revenge game for Wisconsin, thinking about Michigan State as a team that robbed them of a shot of playing for a national championship, especially as how things played out with LSU really being the lone of the AQs undefeated. At the end of the college football season, Michigan State was able to catch a lot of breaks and forced some Wisconsin miscues in their first game. I think Wisconsin's going to be a little bit better off this time, and I expect the Badgers probably in 2 or 3 touchdown fashion to win the inaugural Big Ten Championship downtown tomorrow evening.
Well, hey, Greg, moving away from college football a little bit, and the Colts, Peyton Manning gets, the stamp of approval on his neck. Have we seen the end of the Peyton Manning era here with the Indianapolis Colts?
No, I don't think so. I frankly think we're going to see both he and Andrew Luck with the Colts next year. I don't know if Andrew Luck can sit for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and again, 3 years was the number that Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. But I don't think the Colts are going to cut the cord on Peyton Manning, and I also think the Colts are not going to bypass the opportunity to have an Andrew Luck on the roster. And so if that means that he sits at the foot of Peyton Manning for a year or two, I think that's what's going to happen. And there's a couple of things from a salary and contract standpoint that really play into it. One of those things being is that because of the new CBA this offseason, rookies and especially the top 10 picks in the draft don't have to deal with anywhere near the amount of salary cap space get taken up by those contracts. It is not a cap killer for the Colts to have both Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck on the roster. Now, Peyton is doing a very big roster bonus this offseason. However, there are so many other name players whose contracts are up. Gary Brackett, Robert Mathis, Reggie Wayne. I doubt we'll see Ryan Dean back here with this team next year. There's a lot of cap space that comes off the books for the Indianapolis Colts at the end of the season. And so I think the Colts can have the best of both worlds this year. I expect to see both of those guys wearing the blue horseshoe next season.
Well, Greg, we've got to take a break. Can you stick around with us real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll be right back on the
Balance
Radio Network.
Oh, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
We'll be right back on the Balance Radio Network with our simulcast at 1400 WBAT up in Marion. And we'll be back with Greg Rayshaw. We're going to kind of unpack this Colts-Patriots game coming up next.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Happy TGIF. And it is definitely getting close to Miller 30. Absolutely, guys. We're getting ready to team back up. 1400 WBAT and Marion. And Greg Rakestraw is going to help us talk this out with the Colts and the Patriots. Coming up next.
About a thing. Cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Our guest, Greg Rakestraw from, and I should have written it down, but Tom, go ahead.
Greg Regenshaw is joining us here from Hometown Sports Indiana on the Balance Radio Network. Greg, and I know we only got just a few more minutes with you, so I really, and I want to coin one of your phrases because it's so good. I want you to help us polish this turd. The Pats, the Colts. can you make this look any prettier than it is?
I can look real. I make it look real. Do your Christmas shopping Sunday afternoon from 1 and 4, and have a friend tell you what the final score was. Because this rivalry has been so good for so many years, and it's going to be so ugly in the way that it's, you know, sadly going to play out this season. I don't see anything good coming the rest of this year for the Indianapolis Colts. And I also don't see the Patriots as being a team that is going to take their foot off the gas pedal. And I'll refer back to the game, I want to say 2, 3, maybe even 4 years ago at this point, where the Tennessee Titans had an 0-6 start to the season, and that sixth loss was a 59-0 defeat at the hands of the New England Patriots. I don't think this will get as bad as the Colts-Saints Sunday night game was a few weeks back. But I don't exactly think this is going to be a chance for the Colts to win going down the stretch the way we saw against the Jacksonville Jaguars, nor against the Carolina Panthers last Sunday either.
Well, hey, Greg, let me ask you this then. Has the Colts' past success in the way they've beat some of these teams, I guess, playing a part in the way some of these scores, especially some of these lopsided scores, are playing out this year?
No, I don't think we've seen teams, you know, run it up against the Colts, and really – there's only been the one, I thought, you know, there's been two terrible blowouts, so to speak. The opening game against the Houston Texans, and you know, they're going to win the division. They're a really good team. Now, obviously, they're going through quarterback and injury issues right now, and so that may affect how the season plays out for Houston, and obviously New Orleans. And I'm not sure anybody is going to beat New Orleans inside the Superdome this year. I mean, look what they did to the New York Giants this past Monday night. On Monday Night Football. And so I don't think anybody is trying to make up for any past transgressions, so to speak, by the Indianapolis Colts. And I think under both Tony Dungy and Jim Caldwell, the Colts were very good about not running up the score. The Patriots do not provide teams that same compliment, and I don't feel too sorry for guys that are pros, if the score gets run up on them. My response to them is, again, just go out and get better. I cringe at what I think Sunday afternoon's final score is going to be. I do not think it's going to be pretty.
So I guess you subscribe to the theory that there'll be no problem with the Pats covering that 21-point spread. And I guess, you know, earlier this week we saw, Del Rio dismissed down in Jacksonville, but we also saw Larry Coyer dismissed right here at the Indianapolis Colts. Do you think he's the first of coaches to his heads to start rolling, especially once we get into the offseason? And do you think there's a chance that they'll go after a guy like Del Rio or Fisher or Fowler?
Well, Tom, you and I have a better chance of being the head coach of the Colts than Jack Del Rio does. I can share that with you to start with. But as far as what I think is going to happen and what the Colts go out and do, I think those are going to be a couple of completely different things. I just think that I think they're going to stay with status quo. I think they're going to stay with Jim Caldwell. I don't think that Jim Caldwell is the only source of the problem, but fellas, I'm not sure he's part of the solution, frankly, either. I think the Colts were when they stayed with Jim, it was the right move. You're coming off a great stretch of 6-7 years. You're coming off a stretch where almost on a yearly basis, you felt you were a full contender. You didn't want to upset the apple cart when Tony Dungy stepped away because you didn't want to mess things. You didn't want to mix things up. Now you do, but I just get the sense from Jim Irsay, Bill Polian, and Chris Polian that they're going to give Jim at least one chance with Peyton Manning next year and kind of see what they have. And then maybe if next year's not a success, they go ahead and cut the cord and change things up. What I do think is going to happen is that it's going to be more than Larry Coyer that is let go. I think there is going to be some sweeping changes, and you may see almost a half or a two-thirds of a staff shake up, by the Indianapolis Colts as far as offensive coaches, defensive coaches. They'll probably blow out special teams again, although it might actually help to draft guys that are good special teams players. That's one thing that I've disagreed with Bill Polian for many years and how he's handled that phase of the game, if you will, that side of the ball. So I would love to see the Colts go after a Jeff Fisher. I think Andy Reid's going to be a free agent. I think he'd be a great fit as the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. But I still think at this time next year, even with 0-16, I think there's a very good chance that we see Jim Caldwell be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts again in 2012.
Well, hey, Greg, I want to thank you for joining the show today. Unfortunately, you had to join it during hashtag Twitter game movie or bowel movement and fall in between that. But I want to thank you for joining us. And real quick, where can people find your work?
Very simple. Go to Hometown Sports and News, available on WRTV's Digital 6.2, available in Comcast and Xfinity throughout most of central Indiana, channels 247 and 420. And say hello to my buddy Jim for me when you have the opportunity, and good luck to the Giants this basketball season.
Thanks a lot, Greg. All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
You have me, the radio guy.
And it's the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. El Presidente of the Balance Radio Network. It is so good to have you along, guys. I'll tell you what, I'm excited that it's Friday, and we're going to be talking some IU, not football, that's right, basketball. Them boys pulled it off against the Wolfpack. So we've got Jimmy the intern coming in here very, very soon in the next few minutes. And we're going to be joining back up with 1400 WBAT and Marion right after their bottom of the hour news break. And, guys, you know what? If you want to jump in on this game that we're playing, it's gotten out of hand. I realize that, but it's fun. Go to your Twitter, hashtag movie or bowel movement. In other words, what's the name of a movie, or maybe it's the name of a bowel movement, i.e. Ghost. There's a whole list of them, and we can thank our friend John Brodigan for getting us started on this show with it. And then, of course, you know Gary and, you know, something shiny. It, like I went with that, polish a turd, I asked Greg how he could if he could polish the turd for us between the Colts and the Pats. See, there's a method to our madness. I'll be right back.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Gary Snyder Show. It is Friday, boys and girls. So glad that you could be a part of the show. just had on with us, Mr. Greg Gregstraw from Hometown Sports Indiana. What a great opportunity it is to talk with him. He's very, very – you guys think that I'm busy, those of you that know me and know my schedule. This guy, I mean, he does a radio show. He heads out to North Carolina for play-by-play. I mean, he is everywhere. And, you know, to grab him, yeah, I literally have to book him like a month or two in advance. I mean, that's how busy the dude is. And I just love it when he can come on and talk some Colts with us, because the guy really does know everything. He's a walking encyclopedia. Call him Gregpedia. But not as good as our upcoming guest here, Mr. Jimmy the Intern. We're going to call him Jimmypedia. Jimmypedia. Is it Wikipedia? I'm not sure, but we'll find out. Guys, we're playing a game. Hashtag on Twitter. Movie or bowel movement. Maybe we're going to make that a regular Friday thing right here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to be teaming up with the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT in Marion, and we're going to be having right around the corner Mr. Jimmy Cavanaugh, i.e. Jimmy the Intern. Be right back on the Balance Radio Network.
Because the project was a partnership between Affordable Housing, Vectren Energy, the College Wesleyan Church, and the Community Foundation of Grant County. Each project will bring together a variety of government units, businesses, and organizations to save energy or employ renewable energy technologies with tangible savings. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price.
Work out anytime you want, 24-7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Governor Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
If I had a million dollars,
I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had a million dollars, buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had a million dollars, well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had a...
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. For better or worse, after our Twitter hashtag game today, movie or bowel movement. We're joined right now by Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. And, of course, Jimmy Cavanaugh, the official IU Sports intern for the Gary Snyder Show. Jimmy, welcome.
Gary, thanks for having me on again. Not going to lie, I thought for a second that your intro music for today might be Wagon Wheel. And as much as I love that song, as much as I love the song you use, I'm not going to lie, I would love to hear some Wagon Wheel on down the road.
You know, I can't say I'm too familiar with that.
You don't know Wagon Wheel? This is my shocked voice. It's such a great song.
I thought it was
I'll have to look it up maybe on the next break and have a little bit of that going on. I've just been preoccupied here playing the Twitter hashtag game today. On the air, I might add, movie or bowel movement.
Yeah, I did see that, and I've heard about it. I'm not exactly sure how that concept came about, and I'm struggling to understand it here, not going to lie.
I will tell you right now that the movie hashtag game on Twitter right now. It is officially trending. That's how popular that it is right now. I've seen people like David Limbaugh, who follows me, and Jonah Goldberg, conservative icons in the Republican Party, participating.
So I guess you're in the middle of it, Gary. Whatever it is, you're in the middle of it. Like you say, your show is the center of the political and sports universe.
And apparently, movies and movie themes or titles that would, I guess, also double as nicknames for bowel movements.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about saying that IU anymore is bowel movement.
Well, listen to Tom try to change the subject here. He was right on that.
That was a pretty impressive segue, if I do say so myself.
Well, you know, I try my best. All right. We do not digress on this show. Yes, we do. But, Jimmy, I'm so ecstatic about IU and North Carolina State. Before North Carolina State, they haven't played anybody. Well, they played North Carolina State. Let's just say that. And they did a pretty damn good job. So let's talk about that game. Unpack it a little bit for us. Tell us, really the keys to what happened there and what's coming up next.
Well, the game broke down into a few different sections. IU started off really strong, did a great job to open up, came out with a lot of energy, went up double digits, actually had North Carolina State on their heels. Then there were some substitutions from Crean that I wasn't a huge fan of. They put us back. I think that's what allowed North Carolina State to creep back into the game. Some of Crean's substitution patterns were a little suspect, and I'd be interested to see if he continues that, because there's no reason to put basically a hockey line change out there. It's four new players for a team that's up 10 points on a pretty decent team on the road. That being said, after that happened, it was basically back and forth, pretty hard fought. North Carolina State started to pull away in the second half a little bit, went up as much as 7, and then IU seemed to figure it out. They were finally playing tough, getting to the offensive boards, rebounding on the defensive side. And, Cody Zeller did a good job inside. Christian Watford was effective outside. Jordy Holes was absolutely deadly. He's shooting 62% from the floor, by the way. That's not a misspeak on my part. 62%, about 58% from three. He is an absolute sniper. I'm just going to put that out there right now. But it was a total team effort. Like I mentioned, the first three guys, Will Sheehy was there, Victor Oladipo played decently at the very end. Just a total team effort, and IU coming back from a deficit on the road, something that we have not seen previous to that game.
All right, Jimmy, if you're not familiar with the Twitter hashtag game, I do have someone that says, how about Children of the Corn, signed Winnie the Pooh?
Touché, I guess. It certainly sounds funny.
All right, they played. Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What were you saying?
I have nothing more to add. I think the title speaks for itself.
All right. Well, what's coming up next for IU basketball, and what are their challenges, and what are their strengths, weaknesses, and strengths in the upcoming game?
Well, Stetson's coming up next, and I think I really don't know how intently I can break this one down as opposed to breaking down the Kentucky game that comes afterwards. I just try to draw as much as I can out of the North Carolina State game and figure out what this team needs going forward, because we did see a couple chinks in the armor. I mentioned Crean's substitution patterns. That's something I think can be improved upon, keeping momentum by keeping a group of guys out there. He's admitted twice this year that he substituted maybe a little too liberally, and I'd like to see if that changes going forward. I did like that he didn't play Daniel Moore, that he played Remy Abel over Daniel Moore. I'll be intrigued to see if Abel gets some more minutes trying to guard smaller point guard types on the perimeter. The offensive rebounding, like I said, needs to improve. They need to keep guys off the glass. They need to do a better job being strong inside, not only to keep Cody Zeller protected, but also to keep the defense going strong and create opportunities for themselves on the offensive side. And finally, Verdell Jones, somebody who I haven't gotten the chance to get to, he's really been the lone comb-over, I guess, for this team, the spot that they're trying to hide, cover up, if you will, because when he's played in the flow of the offense, he's been very effective. And he, against Evansville a couple weeks ago, he really showed what he's capable of doing. But against North Carolina State, he wasn't that. He wasn't a help to the team. And IU made their run with him on the bench for a reason. He was forcing shots, forcing plays that weren't there. And if IU wants to be successful, Verdell needs to stop doing that.
Hey, guys, we got to take a quick break, okay?
Gotcha. Gotcha, Gary.
Oh, my goodness. Gary and his hashtag games, or his reindeer games, any which way you want to put it. We are talking some IU basketball with Jimmy the intern, a.k.a. Jimmy Kavanoff. Always good to have him on board. And at least there's two of us that still maintain sanity on this show today. So glad that you could be with us here on the Balance Radio Network on a Friday. Yes, it is past Miller 30.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente, on a Friday. That's right, guys. The second day of December. Can you believe that it is finally here? Well, you know, we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow on the Balance Gridiron. Make sure that you hang around because obviously we've got Fantasy Football Huddle. But we're also going to break down and really try to look at the Big Ten Championship game going on right here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Wisconsin against Michigan State. No too big surprise, any really big surprises there in my opinion anyway. And I think Wisconsin certainly has earned the right to be there. And I think without a doubt they will be in the championship game. We're also going to talk about some of the up-and-coming bowl games to look at that's coming up. So we're going to be talking about that. Obviously, we're going to try to polish that turd. And I know we got to go back to Gary's game. But we're going to talk about the Pats and the Patriots, a rivalry that's been going on for a long time. And unfortunately, I got a feeling that Patriots are going to definitely cover the spread, and that's a 21-point spread. And I don't know that I've ever seen the Colts have that kind of a have that kind of a point spread. So, you know, keep in mind, we keep everything going, and we kick it off right here on the Balanced Radio Network at 9 o'clock in the morning. So get your coffee and your bagels ready to go. Well, coming up right now, we're going to be teaming back up with Gary Snyder.
Peter, you just pooped all over the bed.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
Hey.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back, everyone. Okay, I've got to turn this Twitter thing off. It's got me to where I can't function, Jimmy and Tom.
You don't say.
Peter, you just pooped all over the bed.
When you're pooping, you...
I couldn't resist, Gary. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Anyway, you going to make it there, Gary?
I think so, as long as you don't play that crap again.
Oh, it is Friday, though. It is Friday, guys.
I mean, ever in your wildest dreams, in your college or future broadcasting endeavors, did you ever think that you would be in the middle of a Twitter hashtag game called Movie or Bowel Movement?
I can honestly say that I never envisioned myself in this particular position with 100% certainty.
There's nothing that
well,
gets...
Talk to my basketball then.
I can do that.
All right, Jimmy. Well, you did mention the Wildcats. Obviously, you know, we saved the best for last. What a good game that's coming up. And I am really excited to watch that game, the Kentucky Wildcats and the Indiana Hoosiers. Looking forward to that game. Obviously, we've got another game to prepare for before that, but looking forward to that game, and obviously the Hoosiers aren't preparing for the Wildcat, at least, and I use my air quotes, officially preparing for that game, but they're always preparing for the Kentucky game, and it's a big game. I can only think of one other bigger game, and that's IU-Purdue. So it's a huge game, SEC, Big Ten, and they're both on fire, and I tell you what, IU has a chance to go to Kentucky undefeated. When was the last time that happened?
It certainly hasn't happened in a while, Tom, especially when, you know, just looking at what this team's had to go through the previous couple of years. And I think fans are about ready for a marquee matchup such as this one. Kentucky, obviously, a very good team. They have the potential to go into that game ranked number one in the country should they beat North Carolina coming up here on Saturday. And they've got a couple really talented guys, Anthony Davis in particular. Somebody I follow on Twitter the other day, I can't remember who, made the joke that his unibrow is actually an airfoil to increase his aerodynamic capabilities, get him into the air higher, which after watching him throw down a couple dunks, I believe. I'm not exactly sure IU has an answer for him, that they have an answer for Terrence Jones, but the way they're playing, I wouldn't count them out. I think they have the players and the intensity, and maybe with a little bit of the fans' help, the ability to keep up with Kentucky. Kentucky can play a little sloppy, and if they can force them into some mistakes, I wouldn't be surprised to see Indiana hanging in there at the very end.
So we got Cody Zeller, Shahey, and Hollis, all people that everybody's the big buzzword is Cody Zeller, and obviously he's just a super fantastic recruit. We had Greg Straw on just before you, and he was talking about some of the future stars in high school basketball, and it's good to see Cody Zeller play. And really, when you look at him and you compare him to his brother Tyler, do you think they're similar, or do you think they're going to end up in about the same way, or what are your thoughts when you look at the two of them together?
Well, Cody last night led a one-man fast break. He dribbled down and threw down a dunk. Tyler can't do that. He has a post-game developing that he wants to make into Tyler's, and he also has the range, though he hasn't showed it this year, to be like his brother Luke. I think that Cody with where he is right now and the role he's going to play in Indiana's offense, both now and going forward, I think he has the ability to be the best of the three Zeller brothers, and I didn't necessarily think that coming into this year. Cody's shown me a whole lot.
Now, all right, Jimmy, it's about time to start wrapping things up. Real quick, as you take a look at the first part of the Hoosier season, obviously they're undefeated right now, coming up with a huge game against Kentucky. Give them a grade right now heading into this Kentucky game.
I'm going to give them an A-. I didn't think that they'd be as good as they have been. They've exceeded my expectations. The minus is for Tom Crean's coaching substitutions at points and for Verdell's occasional inability to play within himself. Everything else has been at or above my expectations for this team. I'm happy with how they've played.
How about you, Tom?
Are you asking me to give them a grade?
In about 30 seconds, I guess.
I'm going to give them a C+. They could do a lot better, but they're certainly getting a very good passing grade from me.
All right, Jimmy, real quick, where can people find your work?
Just check it out, iesportcom.com. Also, I host a radio show every Friday, 10 to 11, on WIUX.org and WIUX 99.1. Check it out.
All right, Tom, do your spiel.
Obviously, Balance Radio Network listeners, stay right here for hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, and you'll get your full attention to the hashtag game and Twitter, TBalance, Facebook, The Balance, and, you can follow us all there.
Signed, the Dark Menace.
It'll be all right.
I just have too much fun with this, guys. All right, want to thank all of our guests today, and for all of you, the Weaver's Main Street Grill. Boy, that prime rib looks awfully good. I'm going to have to get me and my wife down there here at some point. Want to thank all of our guests, Jimmy Cavanaugh, Tom Marquis, Greg Rakestraw. Also want to thank Herman Cain for being the butt of our jokes today. All right, you are listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source for CBS News.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. I swear your guess is as good as mine. I guess I came to the party late and all the booze were gone, and so I didn't get the buzz that everybody else seems to be having right now with that game, and so I'm out of it, just like y'all. Yeah, I said y'all. Y'all! Grew up in southern Indiana. I use words like y'all, youngins, taters. Yeah, I sure do. Well, whatever it is, it's something's in the water. I don't know, guys. But, hey, it is Friday. It is the second day of December. So glad that you could be with us. We'll be right back, and when we get back, we're going to be airing hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT of the Gary Snyder Show. And, yes, I'm sure you'll get a full understanding of how to play the hashtag game, movie or bowel movement.
Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Mark with Sal Presidente. So glad that you could join us today on Friday. One more hour left. And as always, we play hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion. And I'll be joined in about halfway through here. So about half an hour from now, about 6:30 Eastern time. I'll be on the air here with you in as heard in hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. And, hashtag game going on. Get involved with it. Movie or bowel movement. I'm at a loss, and I was thrown in the middle of it, and you'll hear that part of it coming up here in about 30 minutes right here on the Balance Radio Network.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
My whole Saturday and Sunday too, I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons is what I've done. Too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. Yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win.
All right, welcome back to the Gary Snyder Show. After just a short break, I am the aforementioned Gary Snyder. All right, Herman Cain. This should be interesting. He has a big announcement tomorrow, and first of all. And I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to get me in trouble because everything gets me in trouble. But really, in any announcement that Herman Cain has about an affair, should he be using the word premature? Just asking. All right, if you want to comment on Herman Cain, what should Herman Cain do? Drop out? Stay in? You tell me. 765-662-1400 if you want to chime in on what Herman Cain should do. Be interesting to hear your take on the Herman. Should we call him the Herman? The Herman Cain? The Cain train. I think that's is pulling out. And again, probably not a good pun and not pun intended there. All right, we will take your phone calls if you want to chime in on Herman Cain. In, out, watch. What should he do? He's taking in all the polls. He is not looking good, at least when it comes to some poll numbers. Dropped from about 25% down to 8% in the latest Rasmussen poll in Iowa. Is he done? Too many people jumping off the Cain train. All right, as always. All right, maybe not as always. But this hour, sponsored by Carbonite. Take a look at your computers when you get home. Better yet, let me take a guess on what is on your computers. You probably have thousands of pictures, probably hundreds, if not thousands, of songs, some movies, some videos, probably some documents, Word documents, PDFs you can't live without. What would happen if you woke up tomorrow and everything on your computer was gone? All the pictures, songs, documents, files, you name it, it's gone. My guess is you would probably be pretty distraught. I know I would be. That's why you need to back up your files, because bad things happen to files and computers all the time. Hard drives crash, laptops get lost or stolen, viruses damage and destroy in kids. That's all I'm saying about that. Okay, Forrest Gump. All right, if you have valuable files you can't replace, the only way to really protect them is to back them up. Carbonite is the best way for you to do that. Carbonite takes the worry out of backup by safely, securely, and automatically backing up all of your files to one of their state-of-the-art data centers, where they become your Carbonite personal cloud. What does that mean for all you non-computer geeks out there? That means if you wake up tomorrow and something has happened to your computer, a virus, the kid is sitting there pulling the keys off and banging it on the ground, talking from experience, it's stolen, whatever the case is. When you get that new computer or get the old one fixed, a couple of mouse clicks and everything is restored to the way it was just before that horrific event happened that wiped out all of your files. So here's what you need to do. Go to GarySnyderShow.com. That's GarySnyderShow.com. You're going to click on one of the many Carbonite banner ads around the website. That takes you to a Carbonite page specifically for Gary Snyder Show listeners. That's how special I am and you are. Now, you're going to sign up. You get to try it before you buy it. Carbonite is letting listeners of this show try it for 2 weeks free. So you get to test drive it before you buy it. You get to test drive it for 2 weeks free, and you don't even have to give them a credit card. After that, you decide to purchase it, invest in your backup of your data. It's less than $5 a month. Isn't that worth the peace of mind of knowing everything on your computer is backed up? So when that day does come, and it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, all of your data can be restored at basically a couple of mouse clicks. Again, GarySnyderShow.com. Click on the Carbonite banner ad. That takes you to the Carbonite website, a page specifically for my listeners. Sign up today. 2 free weeks. No credit card required. Try it out. If you like it, I know you will. Less than $5 a month, $59 a year for the peace of mind of knowing everything on your computer is safely, securely backed up to a state-of-the-art data center. All right, while you are at GarySnyderShow.com, this week's poll, which will run through the weekend, and I got it up on Wednesday morning, so it went up a little late. We have nearly 300 voters so far. Do you support a new sales tax for online purchases in Indiana? Overwhelmingly, my listeners and the people that visit the website say no. We don't need a new tax. And again, if you want to chime in on this, 765-662-1400. Do you need a new tax? Pretty simple question. Do you need a new tax? 765-662-1400. Again, overwhelmingly, 70 to 30 people are saying, no, I don't need a new tax. But we'll take your phone calls on this. If you want to chime in, be more than happy to take your calls. All right, quick break. When we come back, I thought, well, since this may be Herman Cain's last full day in the presidential race, I thought it'd be fun maybe to play my interview with him, and I guess there goes any chance of me getting invited to an inaugural ball. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
The Stanley Steamer WBAT Care and Share Stuffed Animal Drive is now underway. Drop off your new or slightly used medium or large stuffed animals at Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Medicap Pharmacy, VIA, with three locations in Marion and Gas City, and New Market in South Marion and Gas City. Help a needy child have a special Christmas this year. The need is great. It's the Stanley Steamer WBAT Stuffed Animal Drive, going on now.
Here is important news for people covered by Medicare from the Indiana Department of Insurance. As many of you know, Medicare can be quite confusing, especially with all the recent changes, like the new open enrollment periods going on now and ending on December 7th. You have a lot of choices to choose from for your Medicare prescription and health coverage. It's easy to become overwhelmed, and that's why Indiana offers you convenient resources to better understand your Medicare options. If you have questions, you can talk to a live Indiana State Health Insurance Assistance Program counselor by calling 800-452-4800 or set up an appointment to meet one of our SHIP counselors at over 100 locations throughout Indiana. Open enrollment is different this year and runs from October 15th through December 7th. And remember, this is your only chance to change your drug and health coverage for 2012. Whether you're dealing with Medicare or you're a caregiver for someone with Medicare, we're here to help.
You can call it Trading Post, you can call it Tell and Sell, you can even call it Tradio. Most of all, you can call it Weekday Mornings on 1400 WBAT. Actually, we call it the Swap Shop. It's your free way to sell, buy, trade, and give away items, as well as promote rummage, yard, and garage sales. The Swap Shop is sponsored by Home Healthcare Associates. Call 662-1400 or email, fax, mail, or drop off your information for the Swap Shop on 1400 WBAT.
Hello, this is Steve Edwards, Superintendent of Marion Community Schools. For me, Live United is more than just a simple catchphrase. It is a statement that represents what we collectively can do as Grant County citizens to make our communities a better place to live. I realize by making a personal donation to the United Way campaign, I can assist the agencies that support our citizens and make our communities stronger. I encourage you to join me in making a contribution to United Way. Live United.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Joke town down in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday. Just to check out the late night record shop. Got it in Boston, got it composing, got it insane. When I'm through that I just can't stop. It's a matter of instincts, a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fight. You can go where Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll start a play. How'd you like this? Dr. Landon, tell me better go.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Again, if you want to chime in on Herman Cain, should he stay or should he go, or could you give a rat's rear end? 765-662-1400. All right, Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter. And trust me, you've only got a taste of it. They carry all the top brands, including the Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers. They still have Gravely, Hustler, and Dixie Mowers in chop, Dixie Choppers in stock at heavily discounted prices with all the winter accessories to go with the Dixie Chopper. And Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929. And if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, Bluffton, and the surrounding area. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391, or you can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, big day tomorrow for the Herman Cain train. The Cain train, big announcement. A lot of people are speculating he may drop out if that's the case. I was one of the first radio talk shows in the state of Indiana to interview him about his candidacy. So, yeah, here is kind of, if he drops out, I guess then this interview was really doesn't matter if he's not going to be president. All right, here's my interview with Herman Cain. Joining us now on the Gary Snyder Show, he is a potential presidential candidate, former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. Welcome to the show, Herman Cain.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Now, before we get started here, I just want to get something out of the way.
Okay.
You are an African-American, correct?
I am a American black conservative, an ABC. Someone wants to label me, I'm an ABC, an American black conservative.
I just wanted to get that out of the way up front, because according to some liberals,
yes,
you don't exist. You're kind of like Obama's birth certificate.
You know,
it's out there. We've just never seen it.
They try to ignore me. They also call me racist because I have participated in a lot of the Tea Party citizen movement activities in the last couple of years. So they can call me whatever they want to. But the people that know me know that I'm a real, breathing, American, black, conservative patriot.
Now, for those of our listeners out there that do not know who you are, which if you're a listener of mine, you probably don't. But anyway, tell us a little bit about your background before we start talking about a little bit of politics here.
Sure. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, where I also graduated from Morehouse College, 1967. Started my business career with the Department of the Navy. I worked for the Coca-Cola Company. I worked for the Pillsbury Company out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. I climbed the corporate ladder and became a vice president. I made a career change and went to work for the Burger King subsidiary owned by Pillsbury, reclimbed the corporate ladder and became a vice president at Burger King, and ultimately I was appointed president and CEO of Godfather's Pizza, ran that company for 10 years. We were facing bankruptcy, but we were able to yank victory from the jaws of defeat, and then I ran the National Restaurant Association for 2.5 years out of Washington, D.C., and 10 years ago my wife and I moved back to Atlanta where we thought we were going to settle down, and then all of a sudden I had this temporary moment of insanity and said that I needed to do something about the direction of this country, because most of the people that I talk to believe that we're headed in the wrong direction.
I was wondering, you said you were going to settle down, and then you got this wild inkling to run for president, or at least think about it.
Yes, and the reason is, quite frankly, because 2 years ago, when President Obama and his administration took over, I really was hoping that he would do at least a halfway decent job. And because I have watched the issues closely for the last several years, I could not sit back and hope that the Republicans put forward the strongest candidate to run against President Obama, despite the fact that some of us recognize that he has not been an effective leader, has not been a very effective president in terms of economic policy and a lot of other decisions. He still has a lot of people who really could care less, because they don't know what the issues are. So I could not sit back and say, okay, I hope that the Republicans do a better job of putting up somebody against President Obama the next time around, and that's why I said that I was going to develop my own presidential exploratory committee. Now, I know you're going to ask me about the economy.
That was my next question. How'd you know?
Because I want to talk about that before we run out of time.
Well, let's talk about the economy. We're running a historical deficit in this country. What is your plan to get us back to solvency?
First of all, instead of indirect stimulus, we need direct stimulus. This administration has spent nearly a trillion dollars through government programs to try and stimulate the economy. It has not worked. They keep trying to say that it is working here and there, but it has not worked. Unemployment still stays up around 9%. It simply has not worked. 15 million people are still out of work. This is one of the things that frustrates me in sitting back and hoping that we get the right nominee for the Republican Party. Secondly, here's what I would do. Lower the top corporate tax rate from 35% to 25%. Why? We are the only country, developed country, that has not lowered its top corporate tax rate in the last 15 years. Secondly, make the tax rates permanent. Extending them for 2 years like they did at the end of last year simply extends uncertainty for 2 years. That doesn't give businessmen making multi-million and multi-billion dollar decisions a lot of confidence that they're going to know what the tax structure is going to look like in 2 years. Third, take the capital gains tax rate to zero. Why? This is where many of the small businesses get their angel investors, and they get that capital. Fourth, suspend the tax on repatriated profits. It is estimated that there's nearly $1 trillion in other countries that have been generated by multinational companies based here in the United States. But if they bring that money back home, it'll be taxed again rather than allow it to come back home tax-free. And then fifth, provide a real payroll tax holiday for all workers and all employers, the full FICA payroll tax, the Social Security portion, for a year for both of them. That's what I call direct stimulus. We grew last year at about a 2.6% rate. The year before that, we grew at a 2.1% rate, which is anemic when you consider that China is growing at 10%, even though they have a much smaller base that they're growing on. And it's also been calculated that in 15 to 20 years, if we continue at this anemic growth rate, China will have a GDP as big as ours. That, to me, is a national security risk because of the amount of our debt that they hold and because they have an aspiring desire to have the same type of capable military that we do. So direct stimulus with those 5 points would more than double our growth rate, which we badly need, and it would put people back to work.
Now, we see one segment of the Republican Party asking for a certain amount of cuts. We have another segment of the Republican Party asking for even more cuts. But what we don't see are any cuts suggested from the Democrats or even the president. Does that go to his lack of leadership?
That's exactly what it goes to. I was on Bill O'Reilly's show last night with Juan Williams, who was guest host, and he asked me the same question. And I said, the president...
That's where I got it.
So what... And so the thing is, the president has to lead on that issue. He's not leading. He put $6 billion worth of cuts on the table. That's not serious. The Republicans put $61 billion on the table at first. May not be, it's not enough. But my point is, 535 members of Congress are not going to cut out their pet projects. It has to come from the president. And the way I would approach it is the same way I did when I've gone and taken over businesses. You have to do horizontal cuts and vertical cuts. Vertical means you go into each department and each agency and identify programs, evaluate the benefits of them, and cut whole programs. We're never going to get serious about fiscal surgery trimming around the edges.
Now, before we do let you go here, I want to ask you, I did see that you were a cancer survivor.
Yes.
How's that going?
I have now been totally cancer-free for 5 years, and that's after only having a 30% chance of survival. It was back in 2006. I was a stage 4. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. I had it in my colon and my liver, and I had to go through chemotherapy, surgery, double surgery to remove a portion of my colon and a portion of my liver, chemotherapy. It was an intensive 9-month treatment plan, but it worked against the odds. And so 5 years later, I am totally cancer-free. I'm not on any sort of special medication. I don't have to do any, you know, touch-up chemo or anything. I have truly been blessed by God, and I believe that he kept me here a little longer for a job bigger than I ever dreamed of. He simply said, not yet.
Now, you right now have an exploratory committee to run for president. When can we? When will we see a firm decision from you whether to go or not?
Let's just say we are weeks away. Not months, but we are weeks away of making the final decision. We set several benchmarks that we wanted to hit. Obviously, being able to raise money is one of them. And by the way, people can go to HermanCain.com, C-A-I-N, HermanCain.com. They can go there to either volunteer or make a contribution. So we had a financial goal. We also had a goal in terms of volunteers. We have exceeded our goal by a huge amount in terms of the volunteers we were looking for who have signed up from all over the country representing every state. We also wanted to see whether or not we could be a big player in the social media, and we have exceeded our expectations there. So we have met, we have exceeded or nearly met all of our goals, and this is why I say that we are weeks away from making a final decision.
It almost sounds like you already have.
I said we're weeks away. As soon as I become a declared candidate, according to the rules of political engagement, I become unemployed. I don't want to drive up the unemployment rate prematurely. So this is why I've got to be very cautious about this.
Well, Herman Cain, again, where can people find out more about your campaign?
They can go to HermanCain.com, HermanCain.com. Cain like in the Bible, but I didn't kill anybody.
Well, I'm going to ask you this right up front or right at the end here.
Yes.
If you are elected president, do I get invited to a presidential inaugural ball?
Yes, but I'm not going to have nearly as many as most presidents have, because I don't want to dance that much in the first place. And secondly, we got too many crises that we're facing, but you will be invited.
Herman Cain, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What do you say we have a party? We can have it here or we can have it there. Doesn't matter if it's just a few of your friends or the whole office. I just ask that you let me be part of it. Jeff Elsroth here from the Mill and Dam Deli in Marion. I still have some open dates for your office holiday party, your social club holiday party, or even a holiday party for you and your friends who are looking for any reason to have a party. You can bring it here at the Mill on North Washington Street, or we will bring the Mill and Dam Deli to your office. Our menu selection is the menu selection that you choose. I'll make what you want. I would just appreciate it if you would make it the Mill restaurant or a local restaurant. Mill and Dam Deli. Why not?
Hey, guys. Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance. All of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
We all know how serious Ed Breen can be, but we see the fun side of Mr. Ed.
Just a little silliness today for a change.
And you can too by listening weekday mornings to 1400 WBAT's Good Morning Grant County. In fact, Ed's looking forward to a lot of enjoyment in his next career too.
Play shortstop for the Cubs.
Maybe even lead them to that elusive World Series crown.
Worth a million.
Ed Breen and the Good Morning Grant County team. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly on 1400 WBAT.
Bringing local news to Swayze, Amboy, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. A Kokomo man has confessed to killing his mother, saying he just got sick of her. Police found the body of 67-year-old Joyce Phillippe inside the mobile home that she shared with her son, 50-year-old Ronald Calvert. An autopsy yesterday showed she had been beaten to death. Calvert was already being held in the Howard County Jail on an unrelated charge when he was charged with his mother's murder. When confronted by officers about his mother's death, Calvert confessed to beating and kicking her to death. Calvert says he simply got sick of his mother and attacked her until she was dead. It is not Calvert's first time in jail. Records show he's been arrested 13 times on various charges ranging from public intox to arson since 1991. The Affordable Housing Corporation of Marion has been awarded a state grant worth more than $230,000 to use for the state's Community Conservation Challenge. The Affordable Housing Corporation will receive just over $239,500 to fund the Community Weatherization Program. That will assist 100 local homeowners in reducing their home energy costs. The project is a partnership between Affordable Housing, Vectren Energy, the College Wesleyan Church, and the Community Foundation of Grant County. And Indiana University Kokomo was recognized on Capitol Hill Wednesday as a leader in innovation for its cutting-edge approach to saving students money and ensuring graduation. The Lumina Foundation's Student Success Tuition Discount Program at IUK was highlighted as a front-runner in creating tuition cost-saving measures among colleges nationwide. The 40 students participating in the pilot program will receive the equivalent of one free year's tuition after completing 30 credit hours for three successive years while making satisfactory academic progress. The Lumina Foundation is a private independent institution and the nation's largest foundation committed to increasing students' access and success in post-secondary education. From WBAT News, I'm Layla Price.
Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
We are back here on the Gary Snyder Show. And, you know, I'm a little hesitant to do what I'm about ready to do. But, you know, it's my show, and I will live or die by what I think is funny. And we'll get to that here in just a second. But first, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Four things to remember about Anytime Fitness in Marion. They are located next to Marsh North. Anytime Fitness Marion. Memberships start at less than $1 a day. At Anytime Fitness Marion, you go ahead and mention my name. I don't know if this will hold up after our next segment, but hey, mention my name. It doesn't have to be in a good way. They will give you 2 free months on top of a 1-year membership. Number three, Anytime Fitness in Marion, you can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, Anytime Fitness Marion, you can work out 24/7. Boy, let me see. How many others do that here in Marion? Oh, that's right. None. All right. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles in home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. You can do that at 866-397-2581. Again, 866-397-2581. Or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. Also, now we are joined by Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
WTGIF.
How are you doing today?
You know what? I am doing fantastic. It's Friday. It's we're in December. We're headed down for the last month of the year. It's good things. Good times.
All right, Tom. Well, and you missed it earlier. I know you had tweeted a little earlier about the Herman Cain having some kind of announcement tomorrow at his campaign headquarters in Georgia. And I heard him announcing that on the top of the hour news. And just a little political advice to Herman Cain. If you're going to make some big announcement about an announcement coming up that has to do with either sexual harassment charges or a 13-year affair, you probably should not include the word premature in any statement.
I would say that's probably correct, Dan. I would say that we know what the big announcement's going to be, but, you know, as long as Cain's people can keep them talking about him all the way to the last minute, then I guess that's what they're trying to do. And so the anticipation builds of this big announcement that's supposed to happen tomorrow, I think we all know what it is, but, you know, we'll play along. Oh, what could it be?
I doubt that he's going to have a big announcement to say, hey, I'm staying in the race.
I think you're probably right about that. I don't think he's going to say, hey, you know, I'm in for the haul. I think we, just like the Godfather is dead.
And you know, to commemorate the Herman Cain and possibly dropping out of the race tomorrow, I did just play my interview with Herman Cain, kind of maybe a farewell song to all of our listeners.
Yeah, well, I guess your shot of getting invited to the inaugural ball is gone now, Gary.
That's shot to hell, isn't it? All right, now. I need to thank my good friend John Brodigan for this, because as you know, we try to move social media and make it a part of the show using Facebook and Twitter. And if any of you out there know, I am a big Twitter person. I do both Facebook and Twitter, basically to disseminate information mostly. And I'm sitting here watching Facebook, and John Brodigan, our good friend Brodigan, has a Facebook post that comes through and says, there's a hashtag game on Twitter called hashtag movie or bowel movement. He goes on to write, I don't know why, but God bless the internet. So, you know, anytime that I see a hashtag that says... Well, let me preface this by saying, if you want to catch my attention, you know, and you want me to notice something and get it on the air somehow, way, shape, or form, you know, you can put warning, you can put graphic in the subject line, you can put two-headed Chinese baby, you know, any of those will work, along with movie or bowel movement hashtag. No response there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm driving and trying to get on board with this hashtag game of movie or bowel movement. So I was multitasking. So anytime you'll get my attention anytime the word bowel movement is involved. So I think we've kept our listeners in suspense. Let's clue them in here.
So I get looking at this, and of course, some of, I will just say, some of John's more creative followers on Facebook have, you know, started the trend on Facebook, and, you know, hashtag movie or bowel movement. The first one up there is Gone with the Wind. The next person comes up with The Great Escape. The next, The Big Lebowski. All pretty good. Movies or bowel movement. What do you admit?
Oh, I would admit that some of those I would classify as movies. Gone with the Wind movie, The Big Lebowski, definitely bowel movement. Definitely bowel movement.
So you know, if you have, if you want to participate in this, and, you know, we'll try this and keep it, I'm not going to say keep it clean, just keep it you know, make sure there are words you can say on the radio. So I went over to Twitter, and I pulled up the hashtag, and sure enough, there are some very, very creative people out there, Tom.
I can only imagine.
And, you know, if you have maybe a movie or bowel movement if you want to participate in the movie or bowel movement game, by all means, give us a call. We'll take your phone calls on this. 765-662-1400. I guess I should have. Is this even appropriate?
The response is absolutely.
All right. Now, I will give you just a few samplings that I have come up with on Twitter. And again, if you want to chime in on this, and you can kind of you can pick up kind of the what's going on by some of these I'm going to read. Here is one, The Departed. Someone writes, Dark Water. Let's see, Children of the Corn. Always a good one. All right, you see where we're going with this. So if you want to chime in on movie or bowel movement segment here on the Gary Snyder Show, you can give us a call, 765-662-1400.
Please join the Salvation Army and Walmart to help Grant County kids have a wonderful Christmas with the Toys for Kids campaign. While shopping, pick up a new toy or bring in slightly used toys to the Marion Walmart and put in the large boxes right inside the doors now through Sunday, December 11th. Toys are then distributed to needy children who wouldn't have a Christmas without your generosity. Put a twinkle in the eyes of a child. Donate to the Salvation Army and Walmart's Toys for Kids campaign at the Marion Walmart.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grant County and the Gary Snyder Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Snyder Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grant County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears, and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. We're playing Twitter hashtag movie or bowel movement here on the Gary Snyder Show. Maybe we should make this like a Friday tradition, Tom.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. I really am down for that. Movie or bowel movement Friday.
Here's an email I just got. Okay, now I'm done with the show. This is a juvenile. Because seventh grade was so long time ago. And by the way, right after that, they put National Treasure.
What was the other one?
National Treasure.
Now, see, I like that movie. That was pretty good. Now, I just hashtagged Waterworld. To me, that's bowel movement.
Well, no, I think what they're saying here are movies that would be appropriate names for either. Well, now this one says Forrest Dump. And yeah, you know, hey, yeah, maybe I never did leave the seventh grade, but that's fine. Now we have songs. Bob Dylan's Don't Look Back. All right, we will open this up. You don't have to leave your name, trust me, and we can disguise your voice if you want to. We're playing Twitter hashtag game, movie or bowel movement. Hey, Gary, I'm never listening to your show again. Signed, The Never Ending Story. Oh, boy. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea, Tom.
The Colts-Patriots game, bowel movement.
Oh, let's see. What else comes to... let's see what else we have. Mission Impossible. That's a good one. We've all experienced that one before.
We have.
So, I think, the red phone's ringing. What the hell are you doing? Oh, all right, Gary, I've put up with a lot of your crap over the years, but this is top the list. Signed, Groundhog Day. Okay, if you don't want to call in and you want to send an email or Twitter or any of that, we'll take those too, because apparently we have struck a nerve here. And I'm looking through Twitter, and there are just a hey Gary, how can you forget Splash? Oh, there are so many good ones. I mean, where do you stop on this? Here's one, the Titanic. That would be a good one, I would add.
What about Ghost?
I have not seen Ghost. And here's someone. Hey, Gary, you have 7 kids. What about Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, we digress.
Oh, it's Friday, but it's Friday, so we're going to have a little fun here. And I'm in 7th grade. Big deal. Oh, so how about those Colts and Pats this week, Tom?
Speaking of bowel movements, it's going to be an uphill battle, obviously, for the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, look at you just shift gears like that. You wanted out of this so bad.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
I'm not getting any phone calls, but I'm telling you what, my Twitter box and my emails are just going through the roof here with responses that I cannot get to all of them. So let's change things up a little bit, and maybe if I get to, here we go. Hey, Gary, why don't you try this one, Men in Black? you really don't know how many listeners you have until apparently you play Twitter hashtag game movie or bowel movement, because it's unbelievable at what's coming in and who is listening.
It is interesting to see how many people tweet. We get more responses on Twitter, I noticed, throughout the show than anything else. I don't know if that's just because it's so easy to do with smartphones, or people spend that much time on Twitter, or because you're limited to 140 characters. I don't know. But, we do get a lot of response on Twitter.
I sit here and I ask for, give us your impressions on Herman Cain, no phone calls. I say, hey, online sales tax, chime in now, nothing. In the past we've asked for who you voting for, nothing, but I open up the phones on should marijuana be legalized, off the hook. Get nothing on anything political today, but boy, as soon as I break out the movie hashtag game, movie or bowel movement, we explode here. What's that say about our listeners, Tom?
I don't know. Maybe our listeners, maybe it's us that are in the crapper smoking weed. I don't know.
Well, hey, let's just get into this real quick here. We have a few minutes to get away from the Twitter hashtag game today. Movie or bowel movement, Unbreakable. Let's talk about Peyton Manning's neck. It seems the x-rays and the verdict is in. What does it say, Tom?
Well, here's the verdict. It says nothing yet. Other than that it does say that the doctors believe that his surgery, that Peyton Manning's surgery on his neck fusion was successful. Now, this does mean that Peyton Manning can begin the rehab process. And that can be short in time, and that can be long in time. And it's very tedious. It's just a process that he has to go through. He has to begin to exercise and work out and work his arm muscles a little bit, and then he'll merge into throwing. He'll practice throwing. Again, I don't really want to say that this means that Peyton Manning will be back on the field this year at all, because it doesn't. What it does mean is that Peyton Manning may have another four more years to play, and that may not be a Colt. So, obviously the verdict's still out on that. You know, Jim Irsay, speaking of Twitter, you know, was messing around on his Twitter yesterday or the day before and said, hey, you know, Peyton Manning might be ready for the Pats game. You know, that's just Jim Irsay and his tweets to get his fans engaged in a conversation about the Colts. It is not going to happen. Peyton Manning is not going to play for the Colts. And, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle. I mean, obviously, it's the Patriots. It's the one game every year that everybody marks down on their calendar. This is the game that we want to see happen. I mean, the Colts and Pats rivalry go back many, many years. I just don't see any substance in this game. Unfortunately, there's a 21-point spread and not in the favor of the Colts. And, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, but Tom Brady said yesterday, you know, there's a lot of great players on the Colts, and, you know, Dwight Freeney is my hero. If I could be a defensive end, I would be just like him, and he's going to be playing. So, you know, they're preparing, and the Patriots will prepare for the Colts as if Peyton Manning was there, and they're going to prepare for the Colts in any other way they would for any other team. And, you know, here's the thing. It is the Patriots. You never know what happens. Obviously, there's a long, rich history of WTF games with the Colts and the Patriots. This might be one of them. We've got a new quarterback. I know, obviously, the Colts are tired of being beat up in the press. I don't think it's going to be a win, but we could see some good plays if we could see the Colts stay in the game. And, you know, if I would look at it as a success if that 21-point spread doesn't come to be true over the weekend.
Hey, Gary, how can you play a game like this? Signed, Cool Runnings. Oh, I really can't do this. We have reached a new level of professionalism here, Tom.
I can tell.
And I would agree with you, but I think, and hopefully, and we'll talk a little bit more about this here in just a few minutes, that if they do trade him, they don't trade him to another AFC team that you see once a year or every other year. Make sure you get him to an NFC team that maybe you see once every 7 or 8 years.
Right. I mean, it certainly would not be a good thing for the Colts to have to play against Peyton Manning.
And I agree with you, Tom. We have to take a quick break. After we come back, after the top of the hour break, we'll have Greg Rakestraw with us and Jimmy Cavanaugh. I want to thank our guest, Herman Cain, for being not such a good sport. And again, #Twitter game, movie or bowel movement here on the Gary Snyder Show.